Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters.
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Chris in Dallas, Texas, and joining me, as always,
is Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sweet. And this week we are covering the Long Shot series from Sam Adams, their 2010 edition. For those of you that don't know what the Long Shot series is, basically Sam Adams has a homebrew competition, and the winners of those homebrew competitions get to have their beer brewed by Sam Adams and released to the general public. So we're going to start with the lemon pepper saison.
Saison.
And then, Mike, what are we going to try next?
Old Ben Ale.
Sweet. And then Toby?
And the Mile High Barley Wine.
Nice.
Interesting selections this year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, some very unique styles this year. So we're also going to cover a few hop topics and hit up the tweet of the week. And got quite a bit of backwash this week.
Yeah. More smack
go into our our last call and tell you about a new promo that we have going on.
Ooh,
and
Beer Coaster promo,
which is cool for the people in Vegas, but
yeah,
not much else, but we'll let you know about that. So unless you guys got something else, I'm ready to drink some beer.
Another reason to visit Las Vegas. I'll let you know, as if you needed another reason. Yeah. But there is one more.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
And welcome back.
Yes.
So for our first beer tonight in the Sam Adams Long Shot series, just a quick little background. The way that the Long Shot series works is, you know, I explained a little bit of this in the beginning, but what they do is they take two homebrew recipes and put them out, and then they also take a homebrew recipe from an employee of the Sam Adams Brewery. And so this first one that we're trying is actually the homebrew recipe of Jeremy White, who's an employee of Samuel Adams.
Oh, man, this contest is rigged.
Yeah, the section of it is.
He's the winner.
He brewed a lemon pepper saison. So a little background, the brewery is Sam Adams out of Boston, Massachusetts. Website is www.samueladams.com. The style of this beer is a saison / farmhouse ale, which we've talked about
Chris's
before on the show.
Favorite.
Yes.
Not my favorite, but I do like this style a lot.
It's not your favorite, but it's one of your favorites.
No. It's definitely up there. Definitely.
Definitely.
Is that good, or do we still got to go back and do it later?
No, that's cool. We'll still go back.
ABV of 6.4%. Don't have the IBUs or the ingredients. I'm assuming that there's probably some lemon pepper in there. That's just a guess.
That's a good
lemon
guess.
Lemon pepper?
I believe lemon they pepper. Call that a hypothesis. An educated guess.
Rate beer rating of 76 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it a B. Nothing from the Allstrom brothers. Now, on Rate Beer, we've sort of been talking about how they do you guys can go ahead and crack them.
Ooh, thank you.
We've been talking about how they do the rating, and then they do the rating within the style. Now, this rated really lowly.
Lowly.
Really low.
Now, there's a beer coaster word.
Really low in the style, but that's to be expected when you're talking about something like a lemon pepper saison, where it's really not a traditional Saison, so it probably won't rate highly.
Lemon peppery.
Ooh, that's yellow.
Whoa. It is very yellow. It is yellow. A very fizzy yellow beer.
It is a fizzy yellow beer. Wow, it's pretty clear,
nice,
too.
Nice carbonation. Yeah. Got about 2.5 fingers ahead.
Yep, same here.
Sustaining fluffy. Very well.
Okay, yeah, I got a good fluffy white head. A little off-white color.
Wow, right off the bat. Pepper. I definitely see some pepper in there.
You see it? I think you just dirt in yours.
There's that lemon.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of lemon.
Yeah, it seems very light. It's not a really strong zest or anything like that.
It smells like a Belgian wit, kind of that.
It does.
Yes.
That citrusy. Very Belgian. Almost more of an orange peel than a lemon.
There's that kind of root beer smell that I always pick up on for some reason.
Tiny bit of a banana.
I'm taking a sip.
If anybody was listening to our show last year, we actually did do the Sam Adams long shot from the 2008 winners, and it was episode number 9, just to let y'all know.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you, Toby, for plugging our old shows.
Yeah.
So, the taste, I get, it's interesting that you said the sort of, that you said banana. I get a lot of the same flavors you would expect from a Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
In this, I get sort of the bubblegum, banana, and with the pepper, it sort of adds into some clove flavor. So it's almost, almost mistake this for a Hefeweizen, except for the fact that it's, you know, clear and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It has that kind of sticky aftertaste mouthfeel. With the clove is very present, the banana, those phenols are really coming out.
You get the pepper on the back of your throat.
Yeah.
But it's not overly peppery, which is good.
Yeah. I have to say there's something, well, I mean it's got a good sharp citrusy bitterness, but there's something a little artificial about this one.
You know, I got that kind of in the aroma. There was almost kind of like an artificial. It reminded me of there was a fruit beer that I had. It was like a summer beer that had a very lemony presence, and it was almost like an artificial lemon.
Kind of. And there's some. Well, there's a lot of Kugel's yeastiness. There's some yeastiness in there that's kind of reminds me of that Hefeweizen or Belgian wit as well.
Yeah, I get a lot of the
info on the ingredients.
The Hefeweizen-y.
Because I'd like to know if this was
Hefeweizen-y.
I mean, is it a Belgian yeast? Full of them.
Would you pair this with anything?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think if I was gonna pair, I mean, this is pretty much a no brainer for me. Like, I would pair this with like a grilled chicken, like a Greek grilled chicken, maybe something with a little bit of lemon and a little bit of oregano, and a nice Greek salad.
Cool.
Nice.
I'm going to go with chicken as well, but I'm going to say chicken fricassee. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. A little chicken fricassee here on the Beer Coasters podcast.
Well, I'm going to go with chicken also, but I'm going to stick with something spicy.
Ooh,
I think
spicy chicken.
Spicy cashew chicken.
All right.
How about like an that? Asian kind of.
Yeah, like a nice hot, something with some heat to it, you know. Because I think there's just enough spices in the beer that won't really conflict too much with the food. And I like how it's kind of has that nice little bit of stickiness on the tongue and. You know, there is a little bit of sweetness too, which I like in the beer.
Yeah, a little bit fruity, of spiciness lemony. Too now that it's warming up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just like it's in the back. It's lingering in the background, that pepperiness.
Oh, that sneaky pepperiness. Pepper.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
What's up with all the right. Tubies?
And here we are in our Hop Topics segment. Mike, what you got?
Oh, what I got is a little bit of news from Hotlanta, also known as Atlanta, Georgia. Ooh. And craft beer finally gets its own week in Atlanta. San Francisco and Philadelphia have been doing this for years. Now Atlanta joins the ranks of major American cities honoring craft beer with a week of celebrations.
Woohoo!
Yay, nice. Good for Atlanta.
Craft Beer Week.
Yes, so there's another Craft Beer Week in Atlanta. It runs from May 16th to the 22nd. And there'll be, you know, beer bars, beverage stores, restaurants, brew pubs, and breweries in Atlanta and Athens, Georgia as well, holding dinners and special tastings and whatnot. So it was Crawford Moran.
Awesome.
At Five Seasons Brewing Company. He says that trying to get off the ground is always a challenge, but the response has been pretty good. Moran said, "It's kind of like an all-star game. You have all these people who might be rivals on the same team working together for a week. We have a nice mix of places doing different things, and it's a great foundation to get things going toward next year." So this is kind of their first introduction to it. So hopefully this kind of sparks more interest in the southern states as far as craft beer goes. Yeah. I know there's some breweries down there
that
I've been trying to get their beers, and I know it's tough to kind of get beers and you know, at least for me in Massachusetts, it's hard to get beers from South Carolina and Georgia and you know, even Louisiana, Florida, places like that. So, good on you, Atlanta. I'm happy about this.
Yeah,
check it out. And this comes from Access Atlanta, and I believe it's just accessatlanta.com, and you can search that and check it out. Beer in Atlanta, Craft Beer Week, pretty cool.
Cool. Nice. Just so everybody's aware, though, I mean, this isn't, they may be doing it for the first time, but that week, which is next week, is American Craft Beer Week. So look in your own town for events and that sort of thing, because it's nationwide. It's American Craft Beer Week, and most breweries will be doing something related to this.
So look for craft beer in a city near you coming soon.
Yes. So Toby, what's up with your Hop Tibbies this week?
I wanted to talk real quick about Lagunitas. Oh, they are releasing a new twist on one of their already kind of like their summer beer that came out last year in July. It's called Little Something Something Ale. It's a wheat beer with lots of hops. So they've come out with they're calling it the big sister of the Little Something Something. It's called the Little Something Wild Ale. So basically they added some Belgian yeast to it. So it sounds pretty interesting. It comes in about 7.8%.
I don't know. The idea of a little something mixed with wild yeast doesn't sound that appetizing. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of some people are saying, is it really wild?
I don't know if I want to be acquainted with it.
There's a little something I don't know you want.
Anyway, so check it out. If you want to get more info on that, you can go to lagunitas.com, which is LAGUNITAS.
Lagunitas.
Check out all the beers they've got that come out almost every month, it seems like they've got a new beer.
Beer of the month, yeah!
They're seasonals, right. And Chris, I think you just picked up their Wilco Tango Foxtrot, right? It just came out a couple months ago.
I did.
WTF, how come I can't get any?
Tried it yet.
Yeah. Well, we just got Lagunitas here in Nevada. It's very new to Nevada, so I'm excited.
Very cool.
They've got some good stuff. The brown sugar, right, Mike?
Oh, is that one of your faves? I do like the brown sugar. I like me some brown sugar.
Yeah, Lagunitas.
Very cool. Com.
Sweet.
So for my hop topic this week,
hop TVs.
I'm talking about the craft beer can revolution.
Revolution! Look at these cans!
This comes from beernews.org. They're just kind of putting in a little update. So it looks like there's over 80 breweries now that are canning beers.
Wow.
So, of course, Oscar Blues is sort of the first to use this new system that was developed in 2001 by Cask Brewing Systems, which allowed for, you know, your craft beers to be canned effectively.
Which I have not been disappointed with lately. Any craft beer I've tried in a can, I have not been disappointed with.
Yeah, I've been very happy. The interesting thing is with the 80 breweries, that's a 60% increase over a list that the Brewers Association posted in September. What? So a 60% increase in just, you know, a few months. So it looks like everybody's sort of catching on to this. They're expecting to have that there'll be over 100 different breweries canning beers by the end of the year.
Wow.
Some of the breweries, Avery Brewery is now canning. Of course, New Belgium with their Fat Tire, they're canning. Oscar Blues.
Brooklyn.
Pyramid has said that they're going to start canning.
Wow.
Who else? Ska, Breckenridge. So a lot of breweries starting to can. So if you haven't had craft beer out of a can, first of all, don't drink it out of the can. still pour it into a glass.
Yes.
But
unless you're on the beach.
Yeah.
Right. Give it a try. I mean, you may not be able to tell, you know, I'm sure you won't be able to tell the difference between that and the bottle. So
in the latest beer magazine issue that just came out, there's a whole little story in there about beer in a can, all the craft breweries and stuff. So, pretty sweet.
Cool. So that is my hop tibby for this week.
All right. This week's hop topic got anything is else? In the can.
Dang, Mike. Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna
drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation. And we're rolling. yes. So
Chris taking a little sippy sip.
For our second fermentation conversation this week, we are trying Samuel Adams Long Shot Series.
Two fermentations in 1 week.
There's three fermentations.
There's three, baby. This is the
series finale. It's we're going big.
Oh my god, that's right.
So I'm trying Old Ben Ale.
Hey, me too.
Old, how about that? Yes, all three of these we are all trying together. This one is created by Michael Robinson, and he is from New Hampshire. And this is an old ale. The ABV on this beer is 9.0%.
Nice.
That's for you, Chris. And one thing Chris didn't mention is the Boston Beer Company from Boston, Massachusetts, is also in Cincinnati, Ohio, Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, Tumwater, Washington, Rochester, New York, and La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah, but they're a Boston, Massachusetts brewery. I don't care where they brew.
Well, they used to be. I don't care where they brew the beer. Yeah. It's exported to China. All right.
Yeah. Well, I don't
Sweden.
Sweden. Yes. Big craft beer fans in Sweden. We got some good Swedish listeners. If I could say hello and
yeah,
I would, but I don't know the language.
I do.
Anyway,
insert audio here. You like that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
The only Swedish stuff that us Americans know is from the Muppet Show with the Swedish
Chef. All right, so Rate Beer rates this 92 out of 100 overall, and they rate this a 79 out of 100 to style. Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Alstrom brothers have not weighed in on this beer. Crack 'em.
Don't mind if I do.
So, Mike, did you have any interesting notes about this beer?
I would say that they use like 5 different types of malt in this beer, which I thought was kind of interesting.
I'll tell you one thing interesting that I saw was that the guy that brewed this, Michael Robinson, this is actually his second time to the finalist table.
Whoa.
Wow.
Last year, he made it with his espresso oatmeal stout.
Which would have been very interesting. Mr. Robinson. So,
didn't quite make it into the series, but got into the finalists.
Wow. What is that? A nice, like, dark amber color?
Yes. Yep. Very amber. I had about a finger ahead. Now I got about half a finger, but it's...
Same here.
Like about a finger and a half. It's
nice. Some decent lacing, actually.
Woo!
Really,
check out that nose. Bready, funky.
Toffee.
Yeah. Very kind of candied sugar.
Yes. Exactly.
It's like a almost like a candied fig.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like a date or a fig. Definitely like a dark fruit. Mm.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Getting some caramel too. Yeah.
But not overly so. Like sometimes you'll get some of those more strong ales have a much more pronounced.
Yeah, this one's pretty strong at 9.
A woodiness,
sweetness.
Yeah, 9%. This one's no slouch. Yeah, there is a little woodiness in there. I gotta take a sip. I can't wait.
Yeah, taking a sip. Yeah,
taking a sip. Yeah,
some caramel.
But there's some sort of berry in there, too.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm getting, like, honey and caramel.
It's very sweet. But kind of earthy, too. It kind of has this...
Yeah.
Like, earthy with a little bit of...
It's actually... I think a good representation to style, you know?
Yeah.
It's like kind of how these are supposed to taste. A little bit
sweeter than I think I would like it.
I like that.
Yeah, it says on the bottle, too.
Really kind of like a malty sugar flavor that I like.
It says on the bottle to enjoy this by September of 2010. But a lot of the old ales, I think they've got a lifespan of a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would even probably sit on this. For a while.
I don't know if I would sit on it, but I'm definitely going to sip on it.
Yeah.
Would you guys pair this with anything? I'm always the first one to throw that out there, aren't I?
I don't know that I'm particularly fond of this. It seems it's a lot sweeter than I would have liked.
This is something you would dip your cigar in, to me. You know, what is it? You use it like a brandy or a scotch to dip your cigar in. This is kind of has that sweet kind of woody earthiness that I could see pairing it with a cigar. Mike, I know, I think you paired one of your beers with a cigar before on the show.
Yep.
This is the first time I've ever had that.
It's not really a food, but okay.
Yeah.
But that's true. It was my first food pairing fail.
Other than that, I'm not sure. It's definitely a sipper, and I don't know if I would pair it with dessert.
Yeah, I don't think I'd pair it with dessert. I don't know that there's a dessert that would go well with this.
Maybe candy apple.
I'm going to go with
not even that.
Caramel apple.
A chicken teriyaki. I think that,
yeah,
you know, like the charred teriyaki. Soy sauce and and brown sugar would go pretty well with this.
So
this
yeah, beer. Something or even a barbecue, something with a smoky sweetness to it mm-hmm. would go well.
As long as there's some kind of caramelized sauce, I think on the meat, yeah. I think it would go pretty well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a really good brisket with a good rub, I think would go really well with it.
A sweet rub?
Like a sweet, spicy barbecue rub, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. Old Ben Ale. Sam Adams Long Shot.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer.
Okay, so we're going from an old ale to a barley wine.
That's right.
We've already had a saison.
Saison.
So this is the Mile High Barley Wine Ale, brewed by or created by Ben Miller, aka Herbal Joe. I don't know why they call him Herbal Joe. Whoa. His name is Ben.
I know why they call him Herbal Joe.
He's got the herb.
He's part of some homebrew team or something down in New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's where he's from. He's from New Mexico. I think Albuquerque. So this is a barley wine that we're drinking. It comes in at 9.8%, but his original recipe was 12%.
Whoa.
But for whatever reason of, you know, with all the different states and all their laws or something like that, they had to knock it down to 9.8, I guess. Oh. Something like that. And I've heard people on the, or I've seen people on the internet so saying that the 12% was better. Right.
Yeah.
This marks his, Ben Miller, this marks his 100th batch of homebrew. And an interesting note of also is he won both the Great American Beer Festival Pro-Am competition.
Nice.
And the Long Shot. So he's a winner of both of them, which is pretty crazy.
He's a winner.
He's the first to do that, according to beernews.org.
Wow.
And the ingredients that this uses are six different types of malts and citrusy American hops. Great Beer gave it a 93 out of 100 overall and a 51 out of 100 to style. Beer Advocate users gave it a B+. Crack 'em.
Oh, why is it cracking?
Crack it.
Oh. Very nice.
Busier than I would expect.
Yeah. It's a lighter shade of amber. It's a dark gold.
It's almost identical to the old ale, except for a little bit lighter.
Yeah. Not as red, I think.
I have almost no head.
I think it's redder than the old ale, but yeah, I don't have any head.
Very carbonated.
I don't get any head. Two fingers nice, ahead.
I'm using a Chimay glass, so I got the nice big wide mouth goblet going on.
Yeah, I'm using something similar.
Using my,
that smells good.
Tulip.
Very hoppy.
Yes. I agree. It's a malty hoppiness. Malty hoppiness?
Yeah, first whiff, it was a very kind of citrusy hoppiness, and then now it's very mixed with a really strong maltiness with the hops.
Kind of a whiff, kind of a little sugary, like a toasted sugary aroma.
I get more of a wine aroma.
Yeah, there is that kind of sweet grape, a red grape almost.
Or maybe like a grape drink.
Oh, you guys and your f***ing grape soda. It's beer, god damn it, it's beer!
Actually, you know what, now that you say it, does smell like grape soda. It doesn't it?
No.
I'm taking a sip.
Mine smells like grape soda.
I keep smelling those hops.
That's my story, I'm sticking to it.
Nice.
Tastes like grape soda, too.
There is a little bit of...
Just kidding. There's a little
I'm
bit,
picking up on the grape much. And the flavor. It has a nice it's kind a of lively mouthfeel at first.
Hoppy barley wine. It's like a tiny bit of like a sherry or something in there.
Yeah. I like the hops in this. This is good.
Yeah, it's nice. It's...
It's a very American version of the style, I think.
Right.
So that hoppy, fresh hoppiness in there.
Yeah, the barley wines that I've had before, the hops are present, but not like this.
Yeah.
So sort of going back to the old ale for a second, some of the tastes that I got from that were more on the outsides of the tongue, that sort of sweetness on the outside.
Yeah.
That lent itself to a little more bitterness and I don't know, it didn't sit right with me. And this one's a little bit different. I feel it more on the middle back of the tongue.
Yeah.
Sort of those grape, dark fruit flavors, but not as pronounced and not as sugary as the old ale. So, which is strange because you would think that a barley wine would be more sugary.
I took kind of a good sip and almost got kind of more almost like a molasses type sugar.
It does have a big sweetness, but those hops in there are balancing it out nicely.
Yeah.
I think it's adding a nice bitterness.
This one does have a good balance.
This is a very well balanced barley wine. Very well balanced.
Yes, I agree. It has kind of a... Can't figure it out. Almost kind of reminds me like of a gingerbread cookie or something. I think it's that molasses type sugar that I'm getting, like right in the middle of the tongue, towards the back.
Yep.
It has a...
Yeah.
What's that finish? A little spicy, but...
I think it's got kind of a little dirty finish. Like I'm getting real like a dirt, like seriously dirt.
Yeah.
On the tongue.
A little bit of alcohol. Maybe that's kind of going back to the whole wine thing. But yeah, sherry. Maybe that's what it is.
Might even get a little bit of wood in this one, too. Like a...
Yeah.
Like a cedar or something.
Yeah, maybe... Like a little bit of cola.
Mm-hmm.
Funny that you said that. Because now, it's weird, I just took another sip. And I'm getting more of like an
anise. Grape cola?
Kind of a...
grape cola.
No, no grape cola.
Oh.
Like an anise kind of on the back of the tongue, too. So maybe I don't know what the hell I'm tasting.
What about a nephew?
So Mike, if you were going to pair this with something, there you happy I got to it before you did this time.
How about that? I'm going to go with a dessert on this one, and like a chocolate raspberry cheesecake. May not be the best pairing, but it sounds good to me right now.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of in the same boat, like. Dessert for me too. I'm thinking like a nice, big, rich chocolate cake would go really well with this.
Yeah, like one of those like 6-layer chocolate like cakes.
super moist and just like awesome.
Fudgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two bites and you're like done.
Two bites too and rich. I'm like, I need another sip of my barley wine.
First thought after a couple sips was Italian food, like pasta or something like
Interesting.
That.
Interesting. I like that.
But
yeah.
Then I thought something with a little more zip to it. Something real, I don't know, zippy comes to mind. So then I thought when you guys started talking about dessert, I was thinking, ooh, maybe like a lemon meringue or something like that. Or a key lime.
Or like a key lime. Yeah. Nice.
So, I don't know. Either one. But then then the Italian food doesn't sound so good anymore.
Yeah.
But I actually think the Italian food fits better.
Like I think really, more like a pasta dish with like a white wine or cream garlic sauce or something like that.
Yeah, okay. I would go like full on marinara.
Red sauce.
Something real hearty.
Tomato, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
All right.
There you have it, folks.
Very nice.
That's the Mile High Barley Wine. Long Shot 2010. Ben Miller.
Part of the club. Yeah.
New Mexico. It's a dream of the week. Dream of the week. 31 says, "And an empty beer bottle falls out of my truck when Landon gets out to get on the bus? Awesome. No worries, he put it back." It's a dream of the week! Dream of the week! It's the dream of the week! Dream of the week, yeah!
Time for some backwash. Let's check the beer coaster's email and hotline.
Beer Coasters, what's up? This is Crazy Dave just calling to let you guys know that I'm trying out the new collaboration ale that Stone put out with Dogfish Head and Victory Brewing Company. Anyhow, it's nice and light. It's nice and good and hoppy, and it's got lots of wonderful aromatic and spicy kind of things like sage, rosemary, and thyme, and parsley. I think this would probably go really good with like some grilled boneless, skinless chicken breast or something like that. And yeah, it's pretty good, and it's great. I think it's going to be a great summer beer. Anyhow, check it out. It's available now, and maybe you guys can get it, maybe not, but I'm definitely bringing it out to the barbecue that Toby's putting on here pretty soon. Anyhow, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
So we got some other backwash, Mike.
Yeah, we got a little bit of backwash from Beer Coaster Ty, and he's coming to us from Carl Strauss Beach to Brewery. Is that right? Beach to Brewery,
yeah, Toby? It's their Beach to Brewery. It just happened last weekend.
All right. So it says, "Though the hot chick pouring the beer gave me a double taster. See? Hot chicks. Beer. Told you, Crazy Dave."
There you go.
"This beer was not a star of the show. The Belgian Stranger was the winner. Kudos to the Reef Break Red, too. Room still spinning. No garlic fries. And a negative to the pintail, which tasted like liquid ass from a game of pin the tail on the donkey. Oatmeal stout was very good. The Conquistador Doppelbock was yummy. Smokey the beer was just okay. And the black ale on cask was too watery. Too many boobs to pay attention to the beer anyway. Life in San Diego is good indeed. Love you, Coasters." We love you too, Beer Coaster Ty.
This came to us through Facebook, and he had actually posted a picture, and the beer that he's referring to at the beginning when he said, "Though the hot chick pouring the beer gave me a double taster, this beer was not the star of the show," was the beer that you did last week, Toby.
Yeah.
The Big Barrel from Carl Strauss.
Oh, yeah. The Deepa.
The Deepa.
But so
he wasn't quite as impressed as I believe you were last week.
Yeah, I think I gave it a pretty good, I gave it 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Can't complain of.
Very cool.
That's a great
The only question I have is liquid ass from a game of pin the tail, so does it taste like paper?
Yeah, I guess so. Unless you it's really work paper. Up a sweat.
So like white out. It tastes like white out.
It's like, there you go.
It tastes like white out because liquid paper. Anyway, so the next bit of backwash that we have is from Beer Coaster Tom in LA-ish. He says, "It's about time I said it. Your website sucks."
We know, Tom.
Yes.
We know.
We know.
Nice.
Be patient.
Yes.
"I wanted to leave audio backwash, but after waiting 3 minutes for your site to load on my iPhone, I gave up and I'm resorting to old-fashioned email backwash.
Emails.
Next time I listen, I'll have to save the number as a contact." What's that?
Email is old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's awesome. Here's the backwash. "Okay, so work brought me down to San Diego again. Chris reminded me via Facebook that I ought to stop by Stone. I'd never been. Oh, Stone Brewery and the sublime Gluttony Gardens. Where have you been all my life? I asked the beer wench if this was heaven. She said, no, it's Escondido." Right on the Field of Dreams reference. "I thought the Saison de Buff, which recipe concocted by the three brewers of the apocalypse, Stone, Dogfish Head, and Victory, would be the pinnacle of the evening. I mean, it's brewed with parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. The rosemary is right from Stone's parking lot garden.
Garage.
But no, the Indian spice chai chilled bread pudding paired with green flash double stout on cask."
Wow.
"Okay, I admit it. I had on my bee face. I had a beergasm.
Oh, wow.
Might even have had been the best I ever had.
That's wow.
Impressive. You all used to live here? Please tell me, what could ever compel someone to leave? I will be back. Oh, yes, I will. Yeah, we know.
It's the best question posed here on the Beer Coasters podcast is why.
We're all
why
still wondering. What
would ever compel someone to leave? It's expensive.
San Diego.
The only thing that could get me to leave.
Well, all three of us will be there in October, right?
Yes.
Yes. We will.
Yes.
Beer Coasters live in San Diego.
Ooh, we will. We should do a beer coasters live show.
Maybe we'll all have beer gasms.
Do it at O'Brien's or something.
Yeah, maybe if we can get enough people to listen, we'll actually have people come down and listen to the show live. That would be awesome.
That would be cool. But you know what? There's still trying there's to work people out a listening thing. Now. So let's hear that last piece of backwash and get the show going.
This is just a quick follow-up. Crazy Dave, not only did he call in that you just heard earlier, but he sent this into our Facebook page, and he said, Stone Dogfish and Victory, light, hoppy, and herbaceous. Great beer for some grilled chicken breast, but not spicy shake-and-bake thighs. Maybe some roasted chicken.
Love me some spicy shake-and-bake thighs.
I talked to him on the phone, and he's like, yeah, I had it with some shake-and-bake chicken thighs, but it was the spicy shake and bake and it didn't go so well. So maybe some like roasted chicken.
Not a good food pairing. Shake and bake.
Yeah. Shake and bake.
And I helped.
And that is backwash. On to the last call.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Last call.
And this is our last call segment. This is where we give you our pint ratings and dole out some additional information that we feel you be needing.
Yeah.
Hurt. Mike, how about your pint ratings?
My pint ratings are as follows. For the lemon pepper saison, I'm giving it a 2.5. I want to give it a 3. But I'm giving it 2.5 because there's just something artificial about this that I can't get past. It's something that I really, really don't like about this beer, and I can't quite put my finger on it. So anyway, that's my rating for that. The Old Ben Ale, I give a 4. I really like it. I think it's probably the most complex out of the three, and I really did like the flavors. There's a lot of complex flavors, I think, in that beer. On the Mile High Barley Wine, I give it a 4 as well, but I give it because of the balance. I think it's the most balanced out of the three. And I like the hop character. It's a very American version of the style. So it's more drinkable than the old ale. The old ale is more of a sipper.
Yeah.
But I think for different reasons I give them both a 4. So there.
Sweet. Toby, how about you?
I'm kind of along the same lines as Mike. The Saison, I liked it. I thought it was drinkable. I liked some of the pepper flavor and the fruitiness. But yeah, to me it there's so many other Saisons that are so much better, and I mean, I know we've talked about rating home brews versus, you know, regular large craft beer.
Yeah.
I don't know if they should be the same, but anyway, I'm actually going to go a little bit higher than Mike. I'm going to go with a 3 on this one. I think it's pretty, a little bit better than middle of the road. The drinkability is a nice added factor. The Old Ben, very much a sipper. It did have a lot of complex flavors in it. As far as old ale goes, I think it's pretty much up there with old ale. So I'm going to go with a 4 on that one also. With the Mile High Barley Wine, yeah, man, it's nice hoppiness to it. I really liked it. It's not a typical barley wine to me, though. Barley wines to me are a little bit more like the Old Ben, where it's a lot more of a sipper and very, very sweet and alcohol-y. But this one, the alcohol wasn't that present, and I like the hop flavors to it, but yeah, it's just not so much a typical barley wine, so I can't really... It's probably going to take a half a pint off because of that, so I'm just going to go with a 4 on that one as well, so, which is still pretty strong, but I think if it was a little bit more like a typical barley wine, it probably would have got a half a pint. 4.
All right, then.
Yeah, I'm not in line with you guys at all this week. I don't know if I'm just in a different mood or what. I actually really enjoyed the Saison. I don't know. I don't get the sort of artificial flavor thing that you're talking about, Mike. I really enjoyed it. I'm giving it 4 pints. Wasn't as good as, you know, the Tank 7 from last week, which is really good. And I'm very, very curious to try the Saison de Buff.
Yes, absolutely.
But
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed it. And the old ale, I'm the opposite of you guys. I didn't like it at all. I wouldn't say I didn't like it at all. That's a little bit of an overstatement. I'm giving it 2.5. It's okay. It was a little too sweet for me. You know, Toby, you talked about how the barley wine should have been more of a sipper. I expect an old ale to be more drinkable than this is. You know, it's not very drinkable. So, yeah, 2.5. And then the Mile High Barley Wine, I actually really enjoyed. I thought it's a very well-balanced barley wine. It's very drinkable. It's flavorful, and I'm giving that one 4 pints. Yeah.
There you have it, folks.
So, those are our pint ratings. We wanted to throw out a couple individual shout-outs. You guys got anything you want to mention real quick?
I mentioned Lagunitas in my Hot Topics. You can check them out, lagunitas.com. See if they are in your area. They're one to look out for. They've been around for a while, but they're expanding.
And of course, Samuel Adams for our entire show this week, samueladams.com.
I just want to give a shout out to Southern East Coast breweries, like making headlines, and hopefully we'll be able to get some of these beers soon, because there's some good breweries down south that we're not going to be able to try here on the show if they don't get distribution. So look for southern state breweries and try to get them in your state.
The next thing I wanted to talk about real quick is we're running a promo with Aces and Ales out of Las Vegas, Nevada, where if you go into the bar and mention our show, just tell them that the Beer Coaster sent you, your first pint is on the house.
Whoa!
Sweet!
So, that's so awesome.
Our first partner. Nice. So, yeah, just go in there and mention the Beer Coasters, and your first pint is on the house. Just mention the Beer Coasters.
Don't say the Beer Coasters never bought you a beer. Okay? Because here's your chance.
Right here. That's right. So, and they also have an event coming up that, Toby, you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, I mentioned it last week on the show. It's May 21st through the 23rd. It's called Stone Domination. Basically, Stone Brewing Company is coming in and they're taking over 20 taps with some never-before-seen beers in Nevada. So it's a pretty big deal. And on the 22nd, Saturday at 6 p.m., Greg Cook himself from Stone will be there. So check it out, May 21st through the 23rd. at Aces and Ales. The address of Aces and Ales is 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Some of the beers they're going to have: Stone Smoked Porter with Vanilla Beans, Stone Double Dry Hopped IPA.
Man, I hope some of this is still left when I get there.
Yeah. The Stone collaboration that we've just been talking about. Actually, it's the Unreal Black Ale collaboration, which is not the Saison Dubuff. It's the other one. It's the 21st Amendment and Firestone. The 08 Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Russian Stout. Oh my God. Among, you know, so many other great Stone beers on tap.
Good and stuff.
Yeah.
So check them out. Aces and Ales, Las Vegas, Nevada. Tell them Beer Coasters sent you.
Yeah. Free pint. That's bad.
So a couple other quick little things to run through. You can follow us on Twitter, Beer Coasters Pod, or become a fan of us on Facebook. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast.
Yeah. And you can email us, Backwash. That's backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave audio backwash at 972-914-8502. You can post your comments directly on the website for each episode, and that's pretty cool. And, yeah.
That website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. We're also in iTunes. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast, and you can subscribe to us and have it downloaded every week into your iTunes library. And don't forget to check out the website for next time on Beer Coasters. See what we're drinking next week and drink with us.
Please. Look for a new BeerCoastersPodcast.com coming very soon.
Yes.
In the next very couple soon. Weeks. We're working on it now.
Yep.
And I promise, Tom, it's much, much faster.
It's faster and more functional. So, we have the technology.
Yes, more functional. Yes.
Love technology.
It'll be good. So tell your friends. Thanks for listening.
Aces and Ales, dude. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get your free pints. You got any... oh, yeah. I forgot. Support your local brewery. Drink local. Don't drink and drive.
I swear, this is not the first time we've done this.
No. He was thrown by the whole Aces and Nails thing.
Yeah, it's like just so cool.
Wedding his shorts right now.
You go into Aces and Nails and you say, hey, Beer Coaster sent me. And they give you a pint. That's awesome.
On the house.
Very cool. So, again, comments, suggestions, favorite beer bar. If you go to Aces and Nails and you just absolutely love it, let us know. Really appreciate it. And that's it for this week's show. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Another lame beer clank.
Ching. Clank. Clank, clank, clank goes the beer coasters. Ching, ching, ching goes the beer.